Today's show is brought to you by humidity, the natural enemy of the fat guy.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Before I begin, would you like to touch my monkey?
I would be honored.
Touch him! Love him! Leave him on an abs, Mickey! Now I am as happy as a little girl.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
That is so stupid.
Comedy is very subjective.
It's one of the reasons that I'm a winner.
Oh, good morning.
Today is
National Eat Your Vegetables Day.
Eat your vegetables.
Eat more vegetables.
Vegetables?
We don't eat vegetables.
What? You're not going to eat your vegetables?
Told us he didn't want to eat his vegetables.
You didn't eat your vegetables?
It's National Eat Your Vegetable Day.
Happy National Eat Your Vegetables Day.
Vegetables.
Let's start the show.
It's showtime.
Yeah, it is. The Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Is bacon a vegetable?
Bacon, 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 bacon. It's bacon!
Yeah, that's what I thought. Anyway, so happy you could...
What a delicious task that is, yes.
Join us right here, right now. So, we are on, we're on Radio 434. .com. We're on the Radio 434 apps, and we're also on the Alexa device. How does that work? Well, you simply enable the skill. If you want to listen to the live channel, our feature channel on our live show on the Alexa device, you simply say, and you do this one time, you have to enable our skill. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill, and... She will, and then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434.
So,
you can also find, you can find our podcast on the Alexa. That's even easier. You just say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast, and she will. You can search the Mike Show VA on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com. Go to our website, Radio434.com. Click on the Mike Show channel. And you'll find the link there. Pretty much everywhere you get your podcasts, you can find the Mike Show VA. Just search it. And we take the live show, for those of you that are just tuning in maybe for the first time. So we take the live show and we repack all the segments and interviews and stuff into a full-length podcast. Minus the music that we play on Radio 434, if that makes sense. And then we drop that usually around noon or so. Plus, there's bonus content and things in our podcast as well. We've got Megan Huffman is going to be joining us from Share Greater Lynchburg. And she is bringing a guest, as she is each and every Tuesday. Today, we're going to be talking with the folks from End Station Theater. They have Fringe Festival going on. We're going to see how that's going and talk to them, get an update. Megan will tell us about Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. And I think she's bringing interns today. She's got a new crop of interns. So they're going to be lurking behind the scenes. So we're going to have a fun Tuesday. In addition to that, of course, we have your five random facts. We've got your stupid criminals in the news. And we've got some good news for you as well. I was reading this. What is this? In a new poll, 47% of Gen Zers said that they're having more... adult relations.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
While working remotely. And 38% said that if they return to the office, they'd like to have a private space for hookups and solo play during the workday. I mean...
Nice beaver.
Yeah.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
So we're going to talk about that plus... our top list, top euphemisms euphemisms. I pronounced it correctly. For in-office adult relations. All right? That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Office Relations, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their Tap Room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their Tap Room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
Free Clinic of Central Virginia is once again accepting patients for both medical and dental visits. Dental is now open at a new location off Old Forest Road, and medical is open limited hours on Fort Avenue. Free Clinic of Central Virginia does not accept walk-ins. To become a patient or to schedule an appointment, please call 434-847-5866, and please visit their website freeclinicva.org to learn more and schedule an eligibility screening interview.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
Tired of networking apps that focus on career growth and mentorship? Introducing Linked Up, the professional platform where business meets pleasure, literally. Swipe right on colleagues, managers, or that one person from IT who actually responded to your Slack message. Because 9 to 5 shouldn't stop you from getting to second base before lunch. Linked Up, now with private office pods, built-in consent forms, and zero oversight from human resources.
Work hard. Hook up harder.
Linked Up is not affiliated with LinkedIn or reality. Use protection and maybe some common sense.
Yeah, really. It's the Mike Show. that sounded like a beer can opening at the end. Anyway, hi there. It's the Tuesday edition, the Mike Show, top list time. And we were inspired to create our top list based on this story. And it's in a recent poll. 47% of Gen Zers said that they are having more adult relations.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
While working remotely. Now, due to more flexible schedules, of course. Now, technically, they didn't say they were getting any action while they were on the clock. But
nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
Yeah. But... when it comes to things they'd like to see added to the office, 38% said they'd like to have private spaces for hookups and solo play during the weekend or during the workday, so they could, quote, take a break alone or with a coworker.
In the buttocks.
No. Wow. Overall,
it's just two guys making out. Relax.
31% of Gen Zers worry that returning to the office would negatively impact their sex lives and disrupt their work-life balance. So, and by the way, not all Gen Zers are feeling down about returning to the office. 42% said, well, of course, if they get a private boink space. 42% said that being around others helps improve their confidence, while 18% said spending time with colleagues boosts their mood with pants on or no pants. I don't know. Anyway, that brings us to our top list, with 38% of Gen Zers wanting an office to provide private spaces for intimate encounters. But even if offices follow through, that doesn't mean it's suddenly okay to turn to a coworker and say, hey, let's go bang, right? Instead, we recommend using anything from today's list. It's our top list today. Top euphemisms for in-office sex. All right, here we go. Number one, refilling the paper tray. Testing the Wi-Fi. holding an all-hands meeting. sharing a laptop. Top euphemisms for in-office sex. Feeding the shredder. cleaning out the inbox, gathering for a PowerPoint, and Taco Tuesday. Yeah. The Mike Show, let's see, what is today? It is Tuesday. It's Taco Tuesday. Yay! Coming up, we have news and not headline news. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Whether you're traveling for business or leisure in Danville, Virginia, you owe it to yourself to stay at either the B or the Holbrook Hotels. Two unique boutique hotels with all of the modern comforts, convenient to downtown and the city's historic West End. Minutes from everything Danville has to offer. Competitive corporate rates for business travelers and fun packages and activities for leisure travelers. They offer kitchenettes and suite-style rooms and attractive long-term stay rates. Visit DanvilleBHotel.com or TheHolbrookDanville.com for reservations and more information.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. 38% of Gen Z wants a space in the office for sex. The other 62% watch enough Grey's Anatomy to know that's what the supply closet is for. Al Pacino met with Pope Leo at the Vatican. He was seeking forgiveness for his last 7 movies. Pixar released the first image from Toy Story 5. It's Woody and Buzz, with dollar signs in their eyes. Illnesses such as Salmonella and E. coli crop up more often during the summer. On the plus side, nothing helps you keep a beach bod better than food poisoning. And New York City hosted a Pedro Pascal look-alike contest, just like they did for Timothée Chalamet. Only this time, the winner wasn't a woman. This is not headline news.
All right, it's the Mike Show, and we're so happy you could join us on this Tuesday edition. Cloudy, rain, we got a flood watch in effect or something. Afternoon rain in the forecast. We'll check in with Chief Meteorologist. Nobody, because we can't afford anybody. All right. Let's see. What do we got? What do we got? What do we got? A new poll looked at the top things that can immediately drain your social battery, meaning everyday interactions that make you feel like, okay, that's enough for today. Everybody sucks. According to a survey, and they surveyed 2,000 Americans, and that's a good sample size. Here are the top 10 little things that can just push us over the edge. Like, that's it. Daily interactions that can just make you sick of other people. Any sort of networking event. Some of those can be good eventually, though, and especially if you're already depleted. That could push you right over the edge. When someone wants to show you something on their phone... a coworker overshares or gets too personal about something. Group video calls, especially if it's a work call. Office gossip is number 6 on the list. So we're doing it from the bottom up. It's the way I like to do it. Unsolicited advice, number 5 on the list. These are top little things that can just push you over the edge and not want to be around people. Talking to a stranger. Like, maybe you get caught in a conversation with somebody you don't know and don't really care to know, but they're a talker. Yeah. Dealing with customer service on the phone. That is absolutely positively the worst, because customer service is a misnomer. If you're having to deal with anybody over the phone, let's say a utility or a helpline, it's the worst. Too much awkward small talk. That kind of goes along with number four, the talking to a stranger. And then being interrupted or talked over. If people are, if you're trying to have a conversation with somebody and you can easily tell, like, who is actually engaged and who actually is interested in what you have to say and who's just listening for their turn to talk is basically, I think, what that emphasizes. What else? There was something else in here. Speaking about maybe being alone or wanting to be alone, a comprehensive new study of nearly 400,000 older folks receiving care in their homes has found that lonely older adults had an 18 to 23% lower risk of dying within a year compared to non-lonely seniors. Huh? The study was conducted in Canada, Finland, and New Zealand, and the participants all had nurses visiting their homes to help them with daily activities like bathing, dressing, and managing medication. Loneliness was common for people in this situation, obviously, with between 16% and 24% reported feeling lonely. Scientists tracked them for 1 year to see who died and when, while controlling for dozens of mortality factors, including age, gender, sex, health conditions like cancer, heart failure, cognitive functions, and pain levels. So there are two things in the survey worth pointing out. Number one, the researchers say there's a chance that social seniors with deteriorating health may be less likely to report feeling lonely because they're too ill to recognize or articulate their social needs. Okay. And secondly, not everyone faces immediate health risks due to loneliness. There could be quality of life aspects of social isolation that lead to lonelier people being more resilient than you would expect. Interesting. All right, one more. Finally, a new study found working too many hours a week literally changes the structure of your brain. Researchers scanned the brains of 110 healthcare workers and split them into two categories, overworked and not overworked. They defined overworked as 52 hours a week or more. And I know there's probably a whole bunch of healthcare workers that are just laughing. 52 hours? That's nothing. They found that working that much can cause significant changes in parts of the brain associated with executive function and emotional regulation. It can mess with your decision-making skills, cause you to get emotional or fly off the handle a lot, and also affect memory and attention span. They didn't look at the long-term effects, but they suspect that being overworked for years on end isn't great for your mental health. I would say,
no!
Yeah, especially if you work through weekends, never take vacations, etc., etc., etc. All right, coming up, we are going to get really, really smart with your five random facts. This portion of our broadcast, though, is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Last year funded 25 different community agencies and 38 programs and provided $975,000 to our community to support these wonderful programs that services individuals in need. I am the change. And remember, you can also be the change by supporting United Way.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium this summer for any of your favorite nightly promotions. New this year are Senior Sluggers Tuesdays, where members of the Silver Sluggers Club get in free, and College Pride Night, where those wearing college apparel receive a discounted ticket on Wednesdays. As always, we'll have Thirsty Thursdays and giveaways and fireworks on the weekend and free admission for Kids Club members on Sunday. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Getting a Jersey Mike's sub top Mike's way with onion, lettuce, tomatoes, oregano, and the juice is the bee's knees. Actually, it's better than the bee's knees. I mean, what's the purpose of knees on bees? They don't crouch, they just buzz around. But Mike's way has a purpose, topping your sub the authentic Jersey way. It's the cat's pajamas. Wait, cats don't wear pajamas. Mike's way is better. Let's just leave it at that. Get your sub top Mike's way. Jersey Mike's, a sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for...
Five.
Random.
Facts.
Yep, that time of the day. We cram your head full of usable information and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go and we don't know what you do. And quite frankly, it's really none of our business and we probably shouldn't know. But if you say any of these five random facts back... somebody in the room is bound to say...
wow.
Maybe. I don't freaking know. All right, here we go. Number one. The human brain is a very efficient thinker. With roughly 100 billion neurons, our brain uses just 12 watts of power, which is less than the average light bulb. In contrast, a typical laptop processor needs about 150 watts. The world's fastest supercomputers use over 21 million watts for all their applications. And one AI system simulating a human's brain, simulating a human brain's thought process, would require a whopping 2.7 billion watts of power. We get it done with 12. I mean, we're not a supercomputer or anything. Number two, it is possible to literally be allergic to other people. I think that explains a lot. Number three, wombat poop is cube-shaped. Scientists think it helps their droppings from rolling away, which wombats use to mark their territory. Okay. He got a square butthole.
In the buttock, sir.
Number four. What is this? How do you pronounce this? I need a pronunciation key on this one. How do you...
Contronym.
Contronym. Okay. So here, let's get some music going. A contronym is a word with two opposite meanings.
Contronym.
Yeah, that's I said that. It can mean two things that are opposites, like how rent can mean that you're the one renting something out or the one doing the renting. Oh, yeah, I'm renting that or I'm renting that. Ah, I get it. And then number five, it's illegal to burn a foreign country's flag in Denmark, but it's legal to burn the Danish flag. Okay. Makes a lot of sense. Anyway, those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random
facts.
All right, coming up, what are we going to do? Oh, yeah, we have sounds. We're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. It's called Audio Vault. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg, and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434
is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition, and that means Megan Huffman joins us from Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. And each and every Tuesday, she also brings us a guest.
That's
and,
right.
And today's no exception. Hi, Megan.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great, thank you.
It's good to have you in studio, and you brought interns today.
I did, behind the scenes. We have some interns from the Beacon of Hope program. It's a summer internship program for 2.5 weeks, and
okay.
I'm delighted to have two interns.
Well, that's fantastic, and I understand, spoiler alert, next week we may have one of your interns actually hosting your segment.
That's right. I'm going to put him in the hot seat, so we're excited about that.
That's awesome. Well, we're looking forward to that. Who is your guest today?
Today we have my good friend Patrick Earle.
I'm back.
he's again. Back. With In Station Theater Company.
I'll be back. And yeah. He is.
I am. Yeah. I am with In Station Theater Company. I am the executive director of In Station Theater Company at Randolph College. Yes.
Right.
We've got some exciting things happening right now.
Well, that's wonderful. And now you have the we've been promoting this. You have Fringe Festival.
Yes.
And Megan had an off-air incredible question that I didn't even ask. When we were talking about Fringe Festival last week.
Well, let's get to it.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Well, on Father's Day, and this was not a coercion by any means, my husband, we took Daddy and my husband to Rent.
Okay.
Because that's a show that we love and we've loved since college. And so we went, and it was part of the Fringe Festival, and it was part of the Central Virginia Youth
Central Virginia Theater Educators Association.
Educators Association. So
CIVT.
So and we loved it, and I can't rave more about these students and the phenomenal job they did in like 3 weeks, 2.5 weeks of putting the show on. It was incredible. But my question was, you know, what was the? I know that In Station has always featured local works and local playwrights, mm-hmm. but it seems like this year there's an even more. A bigger effort to incorporate so many local stories, local acts, highlighting and spotlighting the incredible local talent that we have in this community. So I'm getting that message loud and clear. I'm just curious how that came to be.
Absolutely. It was kind of an organic transition because we've been telling these stories through the Playwrights Initiative where we either have the story and we go out and find a playwright, or a playwright will come to us with a story about Central Virginia or Appalachian heritage, and we work it and produce it, and it becomes an original work. We've had this year with Whirlwind, it'll be our 13th in our 19-year history.
Yeah.
So this transition from, okay, we have all of this rich tapestry of stories to tell, but we also have such deep talent here mm-hmm. in Central Virginia.
Absolutely.
And sometimes it's hard to, you know, go up 29 to Charlottesville or like go over the mountain to the Shenandoah Valley just to see the what other places have to offer. And so we put out this invitation to folks, and you know, there's tons of people showed up. So that was 14 organizations over the course of 7 days doing 17 performances.
Wow. 14 organizations
yeah.
are partnering.
Or individual acts.
Wow.
Because that was
That's
the thing.
Incredible.
It's featuring you know, solidified professional groups all the way down to I don't know if you know, I think she graduated from class. Dylan Hutchison. I know she was part of our Embark program, and then she became a teacher, and she did her one woman show. So mm-hmm. it's a 10-minute piece called Hand Me Down Love. I'm sorry, anyone who missed it. It was moving and awesome, but it just goes to show you that we have all of this talent
yeah.
hidden in places, mm-hmm. and we wanted to celebrate that, and that's mm-hmm. kind of where the Fringe Festival came to be, and mm-hmm. The kind of etymology of the Fringe Festival, like the term Fringe, is any sort of art that the common folk might not get a chance to see in the modern market.
Mm.
So for mm. instance, mm-hmm. we it might be hard for someone like Dylan to, you know, find a place mm-hmm. marketer and yeah. be able to perform.
Yeah.
Give them the voice that they need. And you know, it stands for a little more here because like we said, in Lynchburg is this it's a unique and talented town, and to have sometimes we can't get out of this little shell. Yeah. So like it, bringing folks in, for instance, Mended Wing is performing King John of all Shakespeare's tonight. I'm like, not only do you usually don't get a chance to get to see King John, but they're based out of the Valley right now.
Oh wow!
So I mean, we're just giving folks a chance to see some things they might not.
What I loved about the Wren opportunity is, you know, our family follows the local theater stories shows closely, but we can get to JF and we get to Glass and we get to Heritage, but I haven't seen the kids from Amherst and Brookville perform, and here they just smushed all the best talent of all the region together. Nice. And I mean, I'm regretting not having, you know, I'm going to go to Amherst to see their shows and go to, you know, Brookville and make sure I see, like, it's drawing me to the other, take my family to the other schools that I want to get to see.
Well, and that goes to speak to the exposure that the festival is giving these performers as well.
Mm-hmm. And we want to eventually make this a hub. Like we got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
So I figure this is a pretty big start.
Yeah.
But we want to make it a hub where people can connect. And the best thing happened after Mended Wing also did Midsummer yesterday, mm-hmm. was that folks from the MFA community, which I'll get to in a second, from Randolph, are still on campus after their intensive. And I saw them like, oh, how wonderful. They hit it up. Don't know each other. Exchanging numbers about how they can bring theater to their community through another theater company.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that's what it's about.
Yeah.
You know, they're, it's not just like, hey, look what I can do. It's also, how can we connect to make more of this amazing stuff?
Yeah, that's great.
And just shameless plug here, but there is a lot of exciting stuff happening in our community. And we want to turn this into a hub because between the Randolph College MFA program, which is relatively new, they had their first graduating class this year.
Oh, well.
End Station Theater Company and The Fringe, we had well over 100 theater artists just on that tiny little campus doing new and original work and networking and sharing ideas and creating pieces of art that didn't exist before.
Yeah.
That's incredible. Tell us about the lineup. Now, you had mentioned Rent. There are still some opportunities to see Rent.
Yes.
Coming up.
5 p.m. What day is it? Tuesday? Tomorrow. Wednesday. Okay. 5 p.m. tomorrow. And then the last performance is Friday at 8 o'clock.
Okay. And then what do we have coming up today? And let's go through today and tomorrow.
Absolutely. You might need to help me out if you're looking at the website. But I know tonight at 8 is King John.
I'm also looking at Power Up.
Power Up. Yes, Power Up this afternoon. That is a brand new musical. They're doing the very first read-through of it.
Oh, wow.
And it's about a video game.
Okay.
And the joys of growing up and challenging one another. But the music is so catchy. I got a preview of it, and it's super, super catchy.
Cool. Very, very cool. Between 5 and 7 tonight, where play becomes magic.
The director's cut. Andrew Robler, a very, very, very talented director, and he's going to tour this, but he is taking actors and an audience, and they are rehearsing, creating, and performing a play all within 1 hour and I think 10 minutes.
Oh, wow.
And shameless plug here, our artistic director, Stephanie Holiday Earl, also my wife, she and Ali Farsetta of Randolph College are going to be the actors. So phenomenal.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
It's kind of like improv.
It's like scripted improv. It's essentially you are watching the rehearsal process and how everything works from the inside. And if you haven't been a part of any production and watched like rehearsing and staging, it's very strange and it's very eye-opening the way, this is actually how this stuff works.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And you said 1 hour.
1 hour doing it. 1 hour. 1 hour, I think 10 minutes. Yeah.
And then tonight, you had mentioned King John.
King John, yes, another Mended Wing production. That is about some. I'm gonna butcher the time period, but I think King John was the King of England in like 1000s, maybe. But they've put this up. They've put this up a little more modern, and it's very bare bones and it's very fast paced. They're doing it in about 80 minutes.
Oh, awesome! And then tomorrow's lineup. Let me pull this up. Wednesday from 2 to 4, you have Lost in the Flames.
Yes, Lost in the Flames. Campfire Productions is original musical by Will Cloud. He's a local talent. It's amazingly talented dude with an amazingly talented cast. It's about a group of friends sitting around a campfire exploring, you know, what it means to grow up, what it means to be friends, and what is it about being around a campfire that, you know, kind of liberates one's mind.
This is all extremely cool.
I think there's, if I'm doing the math right, there's four original musicals.
Okay.
And then there's I'm talking like brand new, like six brand new pieces.
Yeah.
And if we're counting all of like the original stuff that people wrote but have performed before, we're up to like 8 or 10.
Sure. Tickets are available. There's plenty of space.
Plenty of space. Please come.
Absolutely. It's N Station Theatre Company.
Is it all happening at all Smith Hall?
No. It bounces around campus. So Smith, like Rent, is in Smith. There's another one called The Peak, which is another new musical by Brett Womack. That's all happening at Smith. It's all on the website, too, so check it out. But Wimberly Hall, and then we have a LSO Jazz Trio from the Lynchburg Symphony Orchestra performing tomorrow night.
Very, very cool.
Yeah.
There's so much going on. Check out the website, and also we'll link that up on this broadcast.
Yeah, please do.
On our Facebook page, at The Mike Show VA. You can also go to ShareGreaterLynchburg.org. Just type in N Station Theater and you'll learn all about the organization, ways that you can get involved, ways that you can support it, and certainly ticket links and links to all your...
And don't forget our world premiere of Whirlwind happening on Saturday.
Yes.
That's about Dr. Robert Walter Johnson, who worked to integrate the sport of tennis.
Absolutely. So that's all available, and this is fantastic. This is great for our region.
Thank you. It's very exciting.
Absolutely. Megan, so how are things at Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation?
Great. We had a super busy week last week. I mentioned in our interview last week that we were the board was voting on our spring grants and our $100,000 Century Fund. I'm really happy to share that close to $600,000 is being distributed to our spring grant recipients.
Wow.
Close to 80 organizations that are receiving funds, and we're working on getting that press release out today. And the $100,000 Century Fund is being awarded to the Alta Vista Area YMCA for their Child Development Center.
Okay.
We the committee looks for an organization that is doing a transformational work and kind of basically coming in at the finish line and assisting getting it across the finish line.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're going to be using this to get to the finish line and opening this child development center for this fall. So
that's
it will
fantastic.
Help with furnishings and kind of final pieces of the puzzle of a childcare center that will have, you know, create dozens of new spots for young students and open up our young children and open up opportunities for their parents to be able to go to work. So it's a wonderful program, and you can learn more on our website and media as well. We have a check presentation on Thursday.
It's fantastic.
And then with Share, we hosted a lunch and learn and a executive director series on housing last week. All went really well. We had over 20 participants at each event, and we're just really grateful that our nonprofit partners are showing up and participating in our programming, and we'll offer those every month. And like I said, we're hosting Beacon of Hope interns right now and really enjoying that process as well. So it's all about collaboration, synergy. Patrick's talking about it as well, working alongside other nonprofits to bring great things for the community. So really excited about that.
It is wonderful, and it's a great platform. ShareGreaterLynchburg.org is home to over 189 exactly, not over, but exactly 189 nonprofit organizations. You can learn more about those nonprofits. You can learn about volunteer opportunities, the events that Share hosts and other nonprofits host. You can learn more about that. And you can even shop for these organizations right on the Share platform and have those items delivered directly to that nonprofit. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking for a volunteer opportunity, maybe it's even at the board level, mm-hmm. You can find it right on ShareGreaterLynchburg.org. And also learn more about the foundation at LynchburgFoundation.org. Well, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
You're so welcome.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for taking some time and for everything that you guys do within our community and the arts. This is just a phenomenal thing, Fringe Festival.
Thanks.
Absolutely. It is The Mike Show. Coming up a little bit later on, we've got your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, ShareGreaterLynchburg.org.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Well, let's go directly to viral videos. Here's a sentence that wouldn't have made sense 1 year ago. An AI gorilla named Yowie is a hit on TikTok for his prank videos. Okay, listen in on this one.
Today's prank, I snuck dynamite into these knuckleheads' firewood. Stand back, mates.
All right. Bit more than I expected. Still funny, though.
All right. It's the video details are outstanding. On the gorilla and special effects, Yowie also wears a backwards ball cap. It's worth the Google. All right, so, sure, you know your alphabet, but do you know it in alphabetic order? Yeah. If each letter has a word, so here's a guy on Instagram that's figuring it out.
The letters of the alphabet in alphabetical order, A, H, R, B, D, W, I feel like my brain just broke.
E, F, L, M, N, S, X, I, J, G, Q, O, P, C, T, V, Y, U, Z. There. The alphabet in alphabetic order. Let's see. What is this? Passengers on a United Airlines flight out of Chicago were all greeted with a lewd message on their in-flight video screens.
Nice beaver.
No, that's
Thank
not what
you.
It said.
I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
All right. They all said, welcome aboard flight Bite Me One to Chicago. I think we have sound on this.
Hey, bite me, man!
Okay, that's, yeah. All right. Skip that. Skip that. Let's do this during. No, let's skip that. And let's do this. A man protesting ice in Los Angeles. Why? I like ice, especially in cold drinks. Anyway, a man protesting ice in Los Angeles claims that an officer shot him in the groin with a rubber bullet and did some damage. Here's Martin Santoyo talking about what had happened to his junk.
The cop right next to him had a gun aimed and shot. He was like 2-3 feet away. Right now I'm at home. The injury was sustained to my groin. Left testicle and my right testicle was actually shattered. They somewhat fixed it, so it should have some function, but it's still very badly damaged.
Yikes. The first full trailer for the Naked Gun remake with Liam Neeson is out. Pamela Anderson is featured and a couple sight gags. Here is a quick example of the puns to come.
Who are you?
Drebin. Detective Frank Drebin.
And you, Frank, are the best of the best.
Says you served 20 years for man's laughter.
You mean manslaughter?
Must have been quite the joke. Nobody messes with police squad.
Okay. Actually looking forward to that. Let's see. We going to comedian? Yes, we are. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Here's a comedian, Todd Barry, on his experiences with a couple of medical professionals.
Went to a therapist in a rich area town here, and after the session, I go, what do I owe? He goes, oh, that'll be $400. And I just did that thing you do when you wander into the wrong furniture store. I'm like, how much is that couch? That's $27,000. Oh, does that come in red? Yeah, I'm asking a fake follow-up question. To give you the illusion I'm not mortified by what you just told me and that I'm still in this conversation. But that's a good gig, Doc. $400 an hour for being sort of nice to sad people. Went to get a flu shot. Went into the nurse's room and she goes, can I get your last name? I go, it's Barry. She goes, Barry Manilow? And I gave her a little fake laugh, you know, because she hasn't torn up the open mic circuit like I have. There was a little pause and she goes, so what is your last name? I go, it really is Barry. Believe it or not, I wasn't setting you up for the worst joke I've ever heard in my life. Even if I had a contest where I only compared that joke to jokes that other nurses have told me, you'd come in last.
All right, that's your Audio Vault for today. So reach over here and lovingly, but firmly, maybe vigorously, grab the handle and give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. All right, we are going to get stupider with your stupid criminals in .news, and we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia. They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't Free Clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free Clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of three can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, time once again for stupid criminals in .news. All right, a 72-year-old man in Florida named Samuel Thomas was arrested after calling 911 on his neighbors He claimed somebody was shooting an AR-15 rifle in the roadway. When police showed up, they only saw a family barbecue happening at that residence with small children at play. Several other neighbors reported that no shooting had taken place. The neighbor said the Samuel has called 911 on them hundreds of times and frequently stops in front of their residence to yell obscenities at her and her family, and he does seem to be a nuisance. According to police reports, Samuel has made 3,400 calls to 911 this year alone, and 16,000 calls within the last 5 years. It's unclear what all that complaining was about, but 647 of the 3,400 calls this year were targeted at the neighbor having the barbecue. He's accused them of narcotics sales, firearms usage, disorderly conduct, suspicious activity. It's unclear why police haven't cut him off from calling, if that's possible. Is it possible? I don't know. Samuel was arrested for stalking and filing a false report. He was also charged with resisting arrest for tussling with the officers. Tussling. That sounds dirty. Tussling with the officers when they tried to handcuff him. Police say there was no evidence of any mental health issues. He's just a 911 abuser. I disagree. There's got to be an issue. Samuel's rap sheet includes multiple battery convictions, DUI, pot possession, disorderly intoxication, passing bad checks, violating his probation, and failure to return rented merchandise. He has not previously been busted. Take three. He has not previously been busted for misusing the 911 system. So I guess someone needs to call 911 on him. All right. Let's see. There's good news. There is good news in the world, and we like to share that right around this time because there is so much stupidity. Here's a clip of an elephant saving a drowning gazelle at a zoo in Guatemala. It grabbed the thing by its horns and lifted it up out of the pond. Here's the elephant getting a big round of applause from visitors. Here, listen.
Mira, 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 mira. Vamos. Vamos. Sí, sí. Lo logró, lo logró. Bravo.
Bravo.
Un aplauso.
Bravo.
Good job, Mr. Elephant. All right, and that is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Well, being on the board is an amazing experience because you get to find out a lot about the community and what the needs of the community are. United Way is in the business of changing lives.
43,669 of our neighbors cannot afford the basic costs of living. United Way programs were able to provide 99,500 meals to families.
I am the change.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
Visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. Let's get some happier music in here. All right, there we go. Get rid of that. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking local, global radio.
434.